stance give away that he isn't a day less than 80 years old. He takes a few slow steps toward one of two velvet red chairs that are positioned against the wall next to the elevator. He grunts as he sinks into the chair and then looks up at me again.
You going up to floor 18?
My eyes narrow as I process his question. He somehow knows what floor I'm going to, even though this is the first time I've ever set foot in this apartment complex. And it's definitely the first time I've ever laid eyes on this man. Yes, sir, I say cautiously. Do you work here?
I do indeed.
He nods his head toward the elevator, and my eyes move to the illuminated numbers overhead. 11 floors to go before it arrives. I pray it gets here quickly.
I push the button for the elevator, he says. I don't think there's an official title for my position, but I like to refer to myself as a flight captain, considering I do send people as high as 20 stories up in the air.
I smile at his words, since my brother and father are both pilots. How long have you been flight captain of this elevator? I ask as I wait. I swear this is the slowest damn elevator I've ever encountered.
Since I got too old to do maintenance on this building. Worked here 32 years before I became captain. Been sending people on flights now for more than 15 years, I think. Owner gave me a pity job to keep me busy till I died.
He smiles to himself.
What he didn't realize is that God gave me a lot of great things to accomplish in my life, and right now, I'm so far behind I ain't ever gonna die.
I find myself laughing when the elevator doors finally open. I reach down to grab the handle of my suitcase and turn to him one more time before I step inside. What's your name?
Samuel, but call me Cap, he says. Everybody else does.
You got any birthmarks, Cap?
He grins. As a matter of fact, I do. Seems in my past life I was shot right in the ass. Must have bled out.
I smile and bring my hand to my forehead, giving him a proper captain's salute. I step into the elevator and turn around to face the open doors, admiring the extravagance of the lobby. This place seems more like a historic hotel than an apartment complex, with its expansive columns and marble floors. When Corbin said I could stay with him until I found a job, I had no idea he lived like an actual adult. I thought it would be similar to the last time I visited him, right after I graduated from high school. Back when he had first started working toward his pilot's license. That was 4 years and a two-story sketchy complex ago. That's kind of what I was expecting. I certainly wasn't anticipating a high-rise smack dab in the middle of downtown San Francisco. I find the panel and press the button for the 18th floor, then look up at the mirrored wall of the elevator. I spent all day yesterday and most of this morning packing up everything I own from my apartment back in San Diego. Luckily, I don't own much. But after making the solo 500-mile drive today, my exhaustion is pretty evident in my reflection. My hair is in a loose knot on top of my head, secured with a pencil, since I couldn't find a hair tie while I was driving. My eyes are usually as brown as my hazelnut hair. But right now, they look 10 shades darker thanks to the bags under them. I reach into my purse to find a tube of chapstick, hoping to salvage my lips before they end up as weary-looking as the rest of me. As soon as the elevator doors begin to close, they open again. A guy is rushing toward the elevators, preparing to walk on as he acknowledges the old man.
Thanks, Cap, he says.
I can't see Cap from inside the elevator, but I hear him grunt something in return. He doesn't sound nearly as eager to make small talk with this guy as he was with me. This man looks to be in his late 20s at most. He grins at me, and I know exactly what's going through his mind, considering he just